Child poverty and social exclusion. Approximately 25 million children under the age of 18 lived at risk of poverty and social exclusion in the European Union, EU, in 2011, the latest figures available. The proportion of children at risk, 27%, was greater than for any other age group and for the EU population as a whole, 24.2%. With the ongoing economic crisis, the situation is unlikely to have improved since 2011. 1. How many children lived at risk of poverty and social exclusion in the EU in 2011? 2. What can be said about children at risk compared to other age groups? 3. Why has the situation probably not changed since 2011? Child poverty rates have edged up in most developed countries over the past 20 years. Between 2008 and 2011, some EU member states, MS, saw a reduction in the number of children at risk of poverty and social exclusion, notably Poland, the UK, and Romania. However, the situation of children worsened in 18 others, most seriously in Ireland, Latvia, Bulgaria, Hungary, and Estonia. 4. Have the poverty rates among children increased or decreased during the past 20 years? 5. What is meant by the abbreviation MS in this context? 6. In what countries did the situation for children improve between 2008 and 2011? 7. In what countries, among others, did the situation for children become worse between 2008 and 2011? Child poverty affects the well-being of today's children. However, the effects of prolonged poverty, especially on younger children, can last long into adult life. Measures to combat child poverty can be seen as an investment that may produce economic benefits and avoid future social costs. They can also contribute to achieving the Europe 2020 headline goal of lifting 20 million people out of poverty by 2020. 8. In what way can measures to fight, decrease child poverty be an investment? At risk of poverty or social exclusion. According to EU practice, children, defined as people under the age of 18, are considered at risk of poverty and social exclusion, AROPE, if they experience one or more of three specific types of poverty: monetary poverty, material deprivation, or low work intensity. The proportion of children at risk of poverty and exclusion, the overall AROPE indicator, ranges widely across EU MS from around 16% in Sweden, Denmark and Finland to over 40% in Bulgaria, Romania and Latvia. 9. How does the EU define children? 10. What is AROPE? 11. What types of poverty do children experience to be considered at risk of AROPE? 12. Give examples of countries with a low rate of AROPE. 13. Give examples of countries with a high rate of AROPE. Severe material deprivation. According to the EU, children experience severe material deprivation, SMD, if they live in households that cannot afford at least 4 of a list of 9 basic items. SMD is an absolute measure of poverty and exclusion, since the items are the same for all MS. 14. Give 3 examples from the list of basic items. 15. What is meant by absolute measure? Eurostat also established specific child-related criteria for a special survey in 2009. They decided that not being able to afford any 9 out of 17 child-related items meant a child was deprived. 16. From the list containing the child-related criteria that were used in a special survey in 2009, select the 8 you would be most likely to live without yourself. Poverty means much more than just a low income or even the lack of basic items. A multidimensional approach to child poverty considers different facets of the life of disadvantaged children: living in overcrowded or poorly heated housing in a dangerous neighbourhood, lack of access to proper health treatment, attending poor quality schools, or being unable to participate in sports or recreational activities. 17. Give three examples of how poverty can be more than just low income and/or lack of basic items.